CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Sunspots. Bob tracks the sunspot activity, and we're headed to a maximum, except we're headed there very quickly. Is that how to read this, Bob?
Yes, that's been the pattern. I did my monthly sunspot update, and once again, the sun continues to be much more active than predicted by a lot, and it's ramping up to solar maximum much more quickly than predicted. Now, the sun tends to ramp up to the maximum fast anyway, but it's really doing this much faster, and it's very much more active. And the consensus among the solar science community at NOAA said that it was going to be a weak maximum and occur late. The sun is not agreeing with the consensus, and it's looking like it's going to be an early maximum and a much higher maximum. And this just tells us how little we really understand about the sun. Now, I'm speculating about what the sun's maximum is going to be because we're not there yet. Past performance does not predict future results when it comes to the sun's solar cycle. So we're going to have to wait and see. But based on the data right now, scientists are just proving they really do not understand the solar cycle in the slightest, John.
Ingenuity, the brave little toaster on Mars, many flights, and then there was worry that Ingenuity was losing its power. It rested for the Martian winter, and now it's back with, what is the plan, Bob? What do we know?
Well, sometime this week, momentarily, Ingenuity is going to do its 31st flight. It's done two flights. This will be the second flight since the end of winter, but the first flight was very short. The second flight will also be very short. They are testing, trying to get the rover set up for further flights. So one of the purposes of this short flight is to reposition it to get closer to Perseverance. Not much closer, but get closer. And also to make sure the solar panels are cleaned off from dust. And finally, they're changing the goals of Ingenuity slightly. It's going to become less of a scout for Perseverance, because it's really not designed to do very good scouting for Perseverance, and more to do engineering tests for future helicopters on Mars. They're going to be testing precision landing. They want to make sure that they can maneuver this helicopter to land exactly where they want it to go. And the reason they want to do that is because there are now plans to use a helicopter as a backup or maybe prime use for recovering Perseverance's samples on a future mission. And the idea is that the helicopter would be able to land precisely next to where the samples are, grab them, and then fly back to the return vehicle and deposit them in it. And so it has to be able to land very precisely. And so they're going to be doing those kind of precise tests in their future flights. That's the plan. So stay tuned. It'll probably mean lots of shorter flights for Perseverance instead of longer flights, John.
Now to Bob's site to see these images from James Webb and other orbiters. But James Webb is giving us the Tarantula Nebula as you've never seen it. What do you make of this, Bob? What are we watching?
Well, it's as you've never seen it because we're not looking at a real optical image. We're looking at infrared images, and I've got two versions on Behind the Black that Webb produced. One in the near infrared, which the eye doesn't see, but that's closer to the red colors that we do see. And then the mid-infrared, which is farther out in the infrared that we don't see. And those two wavelengths show different things because infrared is heat, and it's looking through dust to show us the heat within the Tarantula Nebula. This is a star-forming region located in the Large Magellanic Cloud, 161,000 light-years away, and it's one of the strongest nearby star-forming regions. And so what you're looking at is a lot of protostars that can be seen in the mid-infrared that are not visible in the optical or infrared, near-infrared, and you're getting to see different aspects of star-forming that wouldn't be seen in just the optical image. And that's basically what Webb is designed for. It's to give us the infrared view that allows us to see things we can't see in the optical. And it does this here. It's very nice.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.